I'm standing on the edge of the South Skunk in central Iowa, one of many rivers that wind through the farmland of the Midwest. Nitrogen, phosphorus, and other chemicals that farmers put on their fields to help crops grow can wash into these waterways, polluting drinking water and, ultimately, the Gulf of Mexico.
This is a broad-scale problem.
Mark David is a professor at the University of Illinois.
It's most tile drain fields. It's not 1 out of 100, it's 90 out of 100. It's the system we've built loses nitrate out tiles, unless you do something else.
Tiles are systems of tubes under farm fields that collect excess water and route it to the edges. That keeps crops from drowning, but it also concentrates nutrients in water flowing across the Midwest and into the Mississippi River. That's contributed to a dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, an oxygen-starved area where marine critters die. David says for years, agriculture denied its role. But now, some farmers are taking seriously their responsibility for water quality.
That's the big change that's occurred, from sort of denying that there's any involvement to sort of saying, yeah, we know we're part of it and we need to do something.
There are many ways farmers can be part of the solution. The first step is to know where they have a problem.
So right now it's just going through a mixing process. It's all being controlled by this iPad here.
Carl Peterson of Iowa State Extension is showing farmers a portable machine that brings chemical testing right to the farm field. His colleague Jamie Benning says monitoring technology is getting cheaper and more accessible.
In the past, we've had the late spring nitrate test available, something you would need to take in the field and send to a lab, so that can cause some challenges in terms of timing.
Now, farmers can get instant data that will allow them to calculate exactly how much fertilizer to put on their fields. If they use just what their crops need and apply it at the right time, farmers can help prevent the chemicals from running off the land and into water. Farmers like Carol Miller.
Conservation management depends on each individual farmer on his or her own farm. So that's what, you know, we've been looking at, too.
And they're looking at an investment, possibly thousands of dollars plus lost crop acres. Government incentive money can help farmers plant cover crops or put in wetlands or try other methods of keeping nitrogen on the land, whether it's tile drained or not.
It's not a cookie cutter type, industrial type situation where it works here, it should work there.
That's why being able to measure what's in your own soil or water is so important, and why Jamie Benning wants more farmers to see for themselves. She has brand new kits ready to hand out.
It's very simple. We have the tagline, 61 seconds to cleaner water, because it's something that can be done very quickly.
Implementing the cleanup strategies, on the other hand, takes time and money. But farmers are coming around to the notion that if they don't take action, the government may force them to. And that prospect is almost universally reviled in farm country. In Roland, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.